This is a black and white photo of what looks like two adults and two kids in the gardens of an estate, perhaps. They could be sort of parents and two children. The people are sort of crouching toward, the parents are crouching towards the bottom right of the image, talking to, they're both facing the children. It's sort of a couple maybe that looks to be about in their mid-40s. The woman is sort of in front. She's wearing a scarf over her head. It sort of goes down to her shoulders, and she's got glasses. And it's hard to make out her feet, but it looks like she might have a checkered skirt on over tights. And she's sort of crouching, facing towards the right of the image, talking to one of the children. And likewise, sort of behind her, also facing towards the right, is the man. He's got sort of short, salt and pepper graying hair, and he's facing the other child. So the two children are standing sort of in front of their parents, I'm presuming. One of the faces can't be seen because the woman, or maybe the mother, is sort of standing or crouching in front of that child. But both of the children are wearing matching jackets. They look to have sort of a hexagonal, maybe a floral pattern on them, with hoods that are sort of both down, because the kids are both wearing toques with a what looks to be like a logo on the toques, but I can't make it out. So they're the children are also wearing matching boots, it looks like, again with the same hexagonal, maybe floral pattern. So the parents are crouching in front of the children. The children look a little bit maybe downcast. They're all sort of standing in front of what looks like, just behind the parents, towards the middle of the image, an information placard, like you would see maybe in a park or a museum. It's got three panes on it. The two side panes are transparent, and then the middle pane seems to have a sign on it, but it's hard to make out what's written on that middle pane. And this is all standing in a garden, with some shrubbery in the foreground, closer to the camera. In the background is what looks maybe to be an outbuilding, maybe a guest house. It's sort of hard to tell. It looks to be a one-story building with a sloped roof, sloped triangular roof on it. Sort of maybe sort of colonial England looking, New England looking construction, although that's just a guess. That guest building has an eaves and eavesdrop and trough and one window facing towards us. To the left, sort of behind the information panel, runs a fence with sort of concrete posts. In between those is maybe a wrought iron gate. It's pretty tall. It looks to be about maybe almost 2 meters tall. And it runs from the foreground in the left into the background, sort of behind this guest house. And on the left of the image is a larger two-story building. It looks like just on the other side of this gate, maybe there's a garage with the door has come down, or maybe it's just sort of the side of the building. Looks like there's also sort of railing or the decorative element sort of running at the first floor of the building. Just above what may be the garage, looks to be a sign written in Cyrillic, with a security camera pointing down and towards the left of the image, sort of off the frame. And there's not much else you can see of that two-story building on the side. There's a balcony protruding from it on the second story, but you can't see much of it. And behind all of that, behind both, you know, the guest house and this two-story building, there looks to be some taller trees, like this maybe part of a park or just on the edge of a forest.